I'm Ashley.
And I'm Lacey.
And this is United States of Murder's very own
Wacky Wednesday. Last wacky before our little hiatus. So let's make it a good one. Let's make it weird.
Well, this is, I'm going first, P.S.
Go for it.
This one is kind of sad.
Ugh, get rid of the sad ones first.
Sorry. A mother of two who endured aggressive chemotherapy and was told she had just 15 months to live has now found out she never had cancer in the first place.
What?
Lisa Monk, she's a higher education worker, was told she had angiosarcoma, which is a rare form of blood vessel cancer on her spleen last year. She had stomach pain, went and had a scan done, and it showed a mass in her body along with kidney stones. Mm-hmm. When the doctor told me it was cancer, I went into shock. The diagnosis was horrible, and they told me it was terminal.
I'm guessing they did a biopsy and stuff.
Miss Monk said she kept the severity of the diagnosis from her young children.
Ugh.
She said she didn't tell them she was given just a little more than a year by her doctors, but told them she was going to fight it. What ensued was her efforts to leave memories for her children.
So she wrote them
letters and messages about future weddings that she would miss.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like tearing up.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to cry.
And letters to the grandchildren she would never be able to meet.
Stop.
So sad. I know.
How long did she go through this again?
So first round of chemo.
Oh, my God.
Began in March of last year. She lives in College Station, Texas. She lost all of her hair. She was left with silvery skin, she said, and could not stop vomiting. It was only after her second round of chemo that her pathology report was correctly read and disclosed that there was no cancer in her body to begin with.
What in the world?
She says, I saw the nurse practitioner first, and she just asked me about my symptoms. And she was scrolling on her computer while she was talking to me. We've all been to doctor's appointments. We see how they do. They're on their little laptops. They're scrolling. Yeah. They're talking. All of a sudden, she stopped talking. She had this look on her face. She turned to Miss Monk, looking completely horrified, and she went out the door to get the doctor. So she says she left me alone for about 15 minutes.
Well, also, don't ever do that.
And the doctor came back in and he said a lot of medical lingo to me. And then he just told me, you don't have cancer. Just blood vessel activity.
Oh, I thought you were talking about initially when she was diagnosed.
No, this is when she found out she didn't have it.
Oh, my God.
The doctor told me that you never had cancer. At the moment, I looked like I had cancer. I felt like I had cancer. God. I was vomiting. I was sick. I had lost all of my hair. My skin was silvery. She said she was shocked.
Oh,
and then she was confused because they were acting like it was a bad thing. And she says, I just thought the chemo was working, that I didn't have cancer anymore. The initial report diagnosed her with cancer. It had been passed on to the hospital, but due to their policy, they requested that they carry out their own test. So she initially had a diagnostic test done, said they had cancer, sent her to the hospital to do chemo and everything. And at that hospital, they were like, well, we have to do our own test because you're coming in here. So the hospital's test came back clear. But they allegedly did not check their report until the April appointment, and she'd already undergone one round of chemotherapy by then.
Oh, my Lord.
This is a nightmare.
That is so hard on your body, too.
Yes. She said, I had chemotherapy during this time.
She thought she was going to die soon. With little. Oh, my gosh.
She said they could have told me months earlier and I would have avoided the second round of chemo.
Oh, my Lord.
If they had bothered reading their own pathology report. I cannot imagine how she must have felt. She says, a year later, I'm still very angry about everything that
Holy crap.
My family had to endure due to a false diagnosis, which ruined my health and cooked my insides.
Yeah, absolutely.
Financially, we're still paying medical bills. cancer is very expensive and I couldn't get any of my bills dismissed, which is
bullshit. Oh my God. I'm not a suing person, but this is the type of situation I would try to sue
everybody.
Anyone involved. Like, that's absolutely ridiculous. The fact that she has to pay medical bills for something, that's
thousands and thousands of dollars.
To me. I can't even believe that. They should be.
They should all be forgiven.
Oh, for sure. What in the world?
There is also the emotional trauma, too, she said.
Oh, God. I can't even imagine. How depressed would you feel?
She says, it was a very dark time. I was writing, I was writing goodbye letters to my babies and letters to the grandchildren I would never meet. Oh, my God.
To think, like, if I went to the doctor tomorrow and they told me that, I can't even imagine. Like,
no.
I would just be.
Well, I mean, and.
A shell of myself. And then some people will, like, spend all their money doing things that they, bucket list things before they die. What if she went out and traveled the world because she thinks she's going to die in a year? And then she finds out, oh, now I'm broke. And
I'm over here just wiping tears off my face because I can't imagine
that's
having young children.
I would be enraged.
Like, having to write a letter to Max, telling him goodbye and trying to explain to him why I'm not going to be there when you get married or meet your babies. Girl.
That's the worst error. I cannot.
Mm. I am like you. The amount of anger.
Mm.
I mean, also relief that, okay, yay, I don't have cancer, but also fuck you.
But I mean, I feel like the initial thing is like, are you kidding me? You didn't catch this?
And then you would feel like, this can't be real. This is a dream. Like, I can't, surely I have it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It would be hard for you to process.
And then your body's forever changed. And like, what if she wanted more children after that?
Well, right.
Oh,
I mean, there has to be some sort of lawsuit that she could file. I don't know, medical malpractice, something.
I hope so, because this is completely
just
horrifying.
The emotional toll alone. Ugh. I mean, I just can't. I mean, and also, you got to think, what if she were a child? Like, what if this is a baby Max's age?
Ugh.
That has had to process mentally that you're sick and you have cancer.
God.
And we're going to start this medicine and it's going to make you feel real sick and your hair's going to fall. I mean, and the parents, and then you find out, sorry, we didn't read our test.
That's how crimes happen. I'm just going to say, like, can you imagine the rage of a parent that.
I can't. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Oh, my Lord.
Anyway, sorry. Go ahead while I wipe all these tears off
Everyone
my face.
Everyone out there get second opinions on everything, I guess.
Well,
this was a second opinion, but it was just.
They just didn't read their pathology report. And that's why.
What in the world? What is.
When you're waiting on a test of any sort, like if you. I mean, when you were pregnant with Anders.
I had tests done constantly.
And we were on our way, I remember, to True Crime Fest last year. You were checking your My Chart the whole drive up there. Because you had some test done that you were waiting to see the results for. And it wasn't anything bad. It was just a new pregnant test. And you still wanted to know the results.
Yeah.
So could you imagine waiting to find out and then constantly asking and then being like, well, we haven't read it yet. Well, we haven't.
Mm-mm.
But go ahead and do this. We haven't got to it yet. But you need to go ahead and start treatment. And then find out if you would have just read that fucking test.
I cannot even believe that.
Tell me something else.
Well, mine is not as sad as that.
Thank God.
Our listener, Ruthie, brought this to our attention yesterday, actually, on Instagram. She messaged us. A woman in California has died from using a brand of hemorrhoid ointment from Vietnam that contained lead.
What?
I'm sorry. This is sad. I thought I got my story switched. Sorry. But, So the California Department of Public Health said the woman developed severe lead poisoning before her death. The cream is called, and this is in Vietnamese, I do not know how to pronounce this correctly, I'm sorry, Cao Boi Tra Ke Thao Da.
Sure.
And they warn people not to buy it or use it. It contains castor oil and hemorrhoid extract and somehow 4% of lead, which is a very dangerous amount. And officials said, if you have used this ointment, get your blood tested for lead ASAP. because even small amounts of lead can be absorbed through the skin and cause serious health problems. Symptoms of lead poisoning can vary, causing mild to severe symptoms, including fatigue, muscle or joint pain, nausea, headaches, severe stomach cramping, seizures, coma, and death. It's no joke.
How did she get this?
So the specific ointment comes in a small green tin. It has the brand that I read on the front. And it's been purchased on Facebook and mailed to the U.S. This specific person, a friend or a relative in Vietnam. So it's like someone that lives there already has to send it to you. Because sellers in Vietnam can't ship the product directly to the U.S., but it's unclear whether this product can be purchased from informal marketplaces in the U.S., like Facebook Marketplace. So agencies state that anyone who has used the Vietnamese hemorrhoid ointment should put the jar in a sealed plastic bag and contact them. That is scary.
Do you want to hear about blood or do you want to hear about somebody in a bull costume?
Blood first.
I will start this off by saying that this is not human blood.
Okay.
But did you know that you can substitute eggs when you're baking or making something that requires eggs with blood?
No, and I will not do that, but thank you. Why?
So the Nordic Food Lab has found out or has known for a while, and I'm just finding out myself, that animal blood and its coagulating properties can be used as an egg substitute in sweet products since egg intolerance is one of the major food allergies, especially in children and in European countries. So this food lab has figured this out. Eggs and blood show similar protein compositions. Yes, particularly with albumin that gives both their coagulant properties. So that's what's in eggs and blood.
Ew, no.
So based on the similarities, a substitution ratio of 65 grams of blood for one egg or 43 grams of blood for one egg white can be used in cooking. They've used this to develop recipes for sourdough, blood pancakes, blood ice cream, blood meringues, and chocolate blood sponge cake. Further benefit of this is the ability to prevent anemia, which is a nutrient deficiency that people develop because blood is high in iron. So by far, most blood is from pigs, around 70%, and it's separated into plasma and serum used in animal feeds, pharmaceuticals, cosmetics, and commercial products like cigarette filters.
What?
Dried blood is used as fish food fertilizer. Red blood cells are used for mink feed. Meat glue or transglutamycin, which is not at all what this word probably really is that I just butchered, but it's used to make forms of meat like imitation crab.
Oh, gosh.
Or to bind cuts in ham. Yeah. So,
Not interested in any of that.
You probably have eaten this before. I mean, I guess it's all pig's blood from what they're saying. I don't know. I mean, I guess. I assume when you cook the blood that it kills everything.
I don't know.
I mean, when you cook meat, think about it. Think about it. You cook meat, meat's full of blood. So you're eating blood anyways.
Ew. I don't cook meat. But you warm it in the microwave. I do eat meat, but I don't cook it.
But I mean, if they're cooking just pure blood, then I mean, it's got to kill like the tapeworms and funky stuff.
God.
I'm just saying. Well,
blood sausages and...
Which contains blood.
Yeah, I believe so.
So if you eat red meat, you're eating blood. There's blood all in that meat.
Ew, okay.
Well, think about it. You don't ever see it. You don't ever like... Cook hamburgers?
No.
You don't ever touch hamburger meat?
No.
What about like steak, anything like that?
I use forks.
How do you pat a patty out?
I don't. I've not Lacey's ever done
like,
that.
Never.
I have never done that. I don't touch bacon. Blech. No. I hate raw meat. I don't.
Well, don't play with it.
That's why I don't cook.
I mean, we do eat a lot of, I don't want to touch fat, gristle, or bones. Mm-hmm. If it's just like a boneless, skinless chicken breast, mm-hmm. I can do it. But if I have to like cut a hunk of fat off,
no,
game over.
Absolutely not.
I will throw up. Mm-mm. Nope.
If I had to live off the land, I would die from eating a poisonous berry because I'm not.
I mean, I could probably kill something to eat it. I like meat. I'll just say it. I love red meat. I probably have clogged arteries and high blood pressure. I don't. Just kidding. I just had my physical.
I could eat just noodles every day.
I could eat noodles, but I could also eat steak like every day or bacon or a hamburger.
Oh, man.
I'm just, I don't know. But I guess it's not that weird to eat blood.
No.
Because we do. It's gross when you say it out loud. But, you know, they use it in Thailand. It thickens sauces and it's used in soups over there. Mm-hmm. Like it's a delicacy. They say it's basically liquid meat mm-hmm. and it's high in protein. So.
Oh, man. It's just hard for me to get over blood.
Well, you know? You're not just pouring it over your ice cream like it's just, syrup.
I can't think about it.
Anyways, very interesting that there is this whole food lab that has started substituting blood instead of eggs. It's like a dump cake. You know how you can use like a can of Coke and a chocolate cake mix and just stir it and bake it?
Well, that's disgusting.
Sorry. Go ahead. Give us your next one.
Okay. Well, this is not a crime, but it's some fun, wacky news. We have a new world's oldest living man. Englishman John Alfred Tennis Wood is 111 years old, and he's been confirmed as the new holder of the title by the Guinness World Records. He was presented with a certificate by Guinness World Records last Thursday at the care home where he lives in Southport, Northwest England. John was born in Liverpool on August 26th. 1912.
What?
A few months after the sinking of the Titanic. He lived through two world wars, this man, and he served in the British Army Pay Corps in World War II. So, right after the Titanic, lived through two world wars.
Crazy.
Let's hope he doesn't see a third.
Nope.
But the retired accountant and great-grandfather said moderation was key to a healthy life. He never smokes, rarely drinks, and follows no special diet, apart from a fish and chip supper once a week. He said, if you drink too much or you eat too much or you walk too much, if you do too much of anything, you're going to suffer eventually. But ultimately, he said, it's pure luck. You either live long or you live short, and then you can't do much about it.
He's a very wise man.
He's very wise. And the world's oldest living woman is 117-year-old Maria Brañas Morera of Spain.
Wow. 117? Yeah.
That is, I just be like, kill me now. That is wild.
I couldn't imagine living till what would that be?
Like the extra 17 years?
2097.
Like, that's wild.
2097. Oof. I would have lived in the 19s, the 20s, and then the 21s.
Yeah, I don't know. But is there any random record you would like to beat? There's thousands out there. Just
put me on the spot.
No, I'll read you some. So some strange ones I found. Cat with the loudest purr. The record holder Bella is a cat from Huntingdon, Cambridgeshire, and she broke the record in October 2023. Her purr measures 54.6 decibels, which is the equivalent to the volume of a boiling kettle. So Jax has a pretty loud meow, so I'm going to have to look into the meowing record. But there's also the most spoons balanced on the human body. Want to guess how many?
30.
88.
Oh, I was way off.
And that's held by Abulfazl Sabir Mokhtari of Iran. In February of 2023, dog trainer Wolfgang Lauenberger earned his 10th Guinness World Records title after teaching 14 of his dogs to become the most dogs in a conga line. And this was in Germany. And we know a few Disney-loving adults, but I don't think any of them have been to Disney as much as Jeff Reitz. He claimed the record for most consecutive visits to Disneyland after going to the California park 2,995 days in a row. So 8 years, 3 months, and 13 days he went in a row.
Wait.
To Disneyland.
Say that again. How many?
8 years, 3 months, and 13 days.
Every day.
Every single day went to Disneyland. I know. Like, so he took no vacations from his vacation. Like,
how does he have a job? He just like leaves work and goes there?
It didn't specify how long he went.
Plot twist, break he works record. There.
I mean, that would be the easy way to do it, right? I'm like, are they even open that many days in a row? I don't even know.
Well, I didn't think they were open like on Christmas.
Who knows? I don't know. But yeah, so.
Maybe it just means days that they're open. Open,
yeah. I want to find something I have a chance of beating. And after seeing that whole conga line thing, I'm like, maybe I could get the most feral cats to participate in the Cupid Shuffle.
You cannot.
Your There's cats, potential.
No, those cats.
They don't get along.
They do not get
they
along.
They do not get along enough to be. And even, I don't know, the Cha-Cha slide. I don't know.
God.
I'm going to figure out something for real. That's what I'm going to do on our hiatus.
That's exactly what you should do.
Figure out, not break it, but figure out one to
that
try
you could
to break.
Break.
Yeah.
Well, I will not be doing that.
Okay. It's my form of Lent.
It's your New Year's resolution. This is my last one.
Okie doke.
Two Florida men
mm-hmm.
accused of breaking into their ex-boyfriend's home and using Ragu to try to burn it down.
No, wait, what?
Yes.
Okay, wait. Is it a threesome or is it both of their exes?
I think it's
like, did they
a
all
thruple.
Date? Okay, they all dated
yes.
at the same time.
So Derek Irving, 36, and John Silva, 28, were arrested March 13th after allegedly breaking into the home and stealing several items, including a flat screen TV and a window air conditioning unit and a vacuum cleaner.
Mm.
The victim called 911 after being alerted by security cameras of motion being detected in his house. So probably like a ring mm-hmm. on his cell phone. He said a towel had been placed over one of the cameras. So he couldn't see, but the motion was sensed and he was alerted. Deputies arrive and see a red SUV leaving the area and stopped him. The two men inside the vehicle were later identified as Derek and John. And they said they were just picking up some clothes from the house, some of their belongings that they had moved out because they had broken up. But Derek was in a bull costume.
Okay.
Like one of those inflatable,
yeah,
like the inflatable pig that you moonwalked in. That's what he was wearing.
Yeah, I know them all too well.
So the men initially denied the burglary, but when authorities went to the home, they found a burning pot of ragu sauce, spaghetti sauce, and a washcloth near the stove burner, which appeared to be an effort to start a fire.
Okay.
He was trying to make it look like I left the stove on, but who gets up at 2 a.m. and fixes sketty, the victim said.
Hey, don't even. I could go for some late night spaghetti. Sketty.
Sketty. Both were charged with unarmed burglary, grand theft, and arson.
Oof.
Silva is being held on $25,000 bond, while Irving is behind bars without bond. So, yeah. So it's like a blow up pig sauce
what
on the stove.
In the hell?
Towel. I mean, it may have worked if it wasn't 2 a.m. because how could you prove you didn't do it? If there was no...
Yeah.
They weren't on camera.
Just by...
I mean, it is your house. I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't break into
any
of... Where
were the noodles?
Exactly. I wouldn't break into any of my ex's houses. I don't want anything to do with you, sir.
Oh,
ooh, no. Get away from me.
Oh,
we're not doing that.
No.
I started listening to a new podcast called Crimes of the Century.
You were just dabbling in all the podcasts.
It's all, it's like lesser known crimes that we don't really hear about today, but when mm-hmm. it happened, it was a huge deal, yeah. which is kind of interesting.
That is cool.
I was telling Lacey outside about Ethel and Julius Rosenberg that were executed by the electric chair in the 50s for being spies. Never heard of them.
Man, being a spy back, I mean, just being a spy in general is a big deal. But back then, whew.
During the war, I mean,
oh, yeah. like, this even is, if they were suspicious of you for being a spy.
This was, this happened like during the Manhattan Project yeah, and supposedly.
It's like its own witch hunt.
Yes, yes. It's very interesting. Never mm-hmm. heard of them. I'll be covering this case oh, next season.
Me too.
At some point when we come back. There's too much. I can't wait to cover it. It's really interesting. Look it up, guys. Ethel and Julius Rosenberg. Or don't wait, and I will tell you the story. But very interesting. Very interesting.
That is.
This is it. This is our season 3 finale.
It is. And I have some quick things to read from listeners.
Give them to us.
So Andrea N. has some recommendations. 3 Body Problem on Netflix.
I've seen it.
You have? Is it good?
It's good.
It's science fiction. This is actually on my watch list.
It's good.
You liked it. Okay.
I did.
Well, then I'll watch it. Fallout, which is on Prime.
Our friend Jeremy just told us that.
Yeah, and it's science fiction based off a video game. And Samuel actually was talking about wanting to see it. I don't really know of the video game, but I'll give it a shot.
I'm writing that down.
I like sci-fi sometimes. And she also said an older goodie is The Great on Hulu, and it's lighthearted. I watched this. It's very loosely based on Catherine the Great.
Oh.
It has, oh my gosh, what's her name? Elle Fanning?
Oh, Elle Fanning yeah.
in it. Yeah. Yeah. But thanks for those. So Emma C. said her coworker, Sarah from Michigan, is the one who introduced her to our podcast, which is awesome. Yeah, she said she's pregnant with her first baby boy. That is so awesome. So good luck with your new baby. That's amazing. Good luck, Sarah. If you want to add me personally on Instagram, I can just tell you all the things. Number one, take Miralax. Thank you later. Unless you have a C-section, you're going to need some Miralax. And maybe after. I don't know.
So that was sent to us from Emma. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say the last name. And she has sent us a cookbook recipe, an old cookbook recipe.
Is that real?
Yes, it is. How to cook cicadas.
They do anything in the Great Depression days. I'm just
Listen,
saying.
Soft shelled cicadas, and we will share this on our
that
socials.
Is not like a soft shelled taco, it's, in case you're wondering.
No, it literally has ingredients. Worcestershire sauce. 60 freshly emerged 17-year cicadas.
Okay, freshly emerged.
Yes.
Come on.
Like, you got to scoop them when they crawl out of the ground.
God, disgusting.
4 eggs, 3 cups of flour, salt and pepper, and 1 cup of corn oil or salted butter. And it tells you how to make these. Lacey has volunteered
how
to eat
they?
One.
No, absolutely not. How do you cook them? Like, kill them?
I mean, what do you mean?
Like, you don't throw them into boiling water
they
alive.
They do lobsters.
Ugh.
They throw lobsters
Listen,
and crabs
they scream
in alive.
Just as loud as lobsters. I've heard one.
So, yeah, you can cook this and...
Disgusting.
We're going to make them for Lacey.
Oh, hell no. Look, even just... there's something about people eating bugs. All those types of shows where someone has to do that. Even on The Traitors where...
You're like, not going to do it?
Centipedes are falling on them or whatever. I don't do that. No, absolutely not. I'm not eating a weird bug or like weird animal. And I'm not having my head in a cage of tarantulas. No, any of that, I'm not in.
I'm not doing any of that. I will.
You'll eat a cicada?
No.
Okay.
I will get a cicada tattoo. I think that would be cute.
Oh my God.
I want a little one. I'm gonna put abs on it.
You've gotta make it real to size.
It's gotta have like hard eyes.
I thought you were gonna say a monocle.
It's gotta have a monocle like Mr. Peanut.
Oh my God.
So funny. So yeah, she sent me that recipe and I died.
That is disgusting.
I'm like, this is not.
That cannot be real. I just don't think I don't know.
It is.
But, well, I mean, I guess in the South, maybe probably still they would eat squirrel brains, which is bleh.
Have you ever eaten squirrel?
Not knowingly.
What about deer meat?
I don't participate in that, but I've been tricked into it.
Tricked into eating deer meat? Yes. You wouldn't just eat it?
No. I'm very weird about meat, as we just discussed.
Maybe I should be more weird because I'm like, I'll eat any kind of meat. Have you ever had bone marrow?
No.
It's really good.
Ew, Samuel ate that in front of me and I was like, absolutely not. You would like that one restaurant. Is it, what's it called? Table 28 or something? I took him there for his birthday because it had weird things on the menu that I would never eat. I mean, weird meat. It's like, I don't even know.
Where is Table 28?
It sounds like West Little Rock.
I think I've
almost every meat on their thing is just random. Like, I don't know. Boar spaghetti. I just, whatever.
Which is just like pork.
Like everything on there. I'm like, bleh. No, boar. I have had boar. It is not it. It's gamey. It's
like disgusting. Raccoon.
It's gross.
Raccoon's very gamey and greasy.
I've never tried raccoon. Have you eaten a raccoon?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I didn't, like, kill it and eat it. Like, it was a coon supper.
It was a gift. Are you joking?
No.
What in the
what in the hillbilly
what
hell?
What in the bald knob?
A lot of people have eaten raccoon, Lacey.
Okay. I'm not. Okay.
And squirrel.
I know.
Have you ever had like a chicken gizzard?
I probably have.
I've not.
I don't know.
Or a liver.
I don't know.
No.
See, like.
They sell those at gas stations.
My family knows I'm very weird about meats and they're Southern. So I've probably been tricked into eating something I didn't want to eat.
I mean, somebody's put like deer chili or something.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I would ask, is this made with deer meat? And they would always like lie or something. And then if I thought they were lying, I wouldn't eat it. I wouldn't eat turkey, ground turkey as a kid.
Really?
I would again be like, what is this? I don't know. I'm weirdo. Okay.
During the zombie apocalypse, you're going to struggle.
I'll starve to death. Yep.
If we were on Yellow Jackets.
Nope. No. Ugh. Nope. Not eating anything weird.
Would be, I bet, I mean, you've never been hungry. Like that hungry. Like you're going to die.
I don't know. I feel like I have. I'm just joking. I just really feel like I have. I would try anything first. I really would. If I had to eat what I kill, I'd be dead.
I can't go a long time without food. I'll just say it. I get a headache. My hands get shaky. I get hangry. I get irritable.
I mean, I do too.
I would 100% like.
I'm just a picky meat eater. I can do fish.
I don't want to like clean the meat.
Also, we'll see. Then what do you do?
I mean, like, I don't want
to
like
had to.
Pluck feathers out of a turkey.
If you had to.
If I had to, I would.
Oh, God. I think I'd just have to die.
I mean, I would string E.T. up and eat him if I was starving. What kind of meat is he even?
Oh.
Alien meat.
Ugh, I feel like it would be like.
I feel like it'd be tough.
Yeah,
E.T. would be tough.
Looks old. I don't know. He looks raggedy.
He's
been here, done that.
He looks like, in my imagination, like what it must be like to eat a rhinoceros.
Oh, God. Yeah, you're right.
Or an elephant.
He just looks like he has very tough skin.
Like it would be tough.
Blech.
You'd just be like ripping and pulling and chewing forever. And
that would be maybe more of a beef jerky. Dehydrate him.
He looks
he's
a little
He's already
jerky.
Halfway there.
That's what I'm saying.
This is digress.
Oh, no.
Anyway, send us your wackies for next season and we will use them.
And also, we want to know what weird meat you've eaten.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
If you have a weird meat story, send it in. Yeah. Or were you ever tricked into eating a weird meat?
Listen, it happens.
We want to know.
All right.
Season 3, over.
Over and out.
Over and out.
Join us next week for more tales of wacky crimes
and criminals
to help you get through your week. Bye.
Bye.